You're listening to Room 208 podcast on May 6, 2005. This week we've got Week in History, Word of the Week, Sports, Main Artist and Writer Kevin Hawks, and some poetry. First up, student news.
We have continued working on another episode of Room 208 podcast. We have gotten 118 different people to come to our website in just 4 days. Whoa, we are having so much fun making these podcasts. It teaches us independent learning. The podcast gives an opportunity to choose our own subject because we are allowed to choose what we enjoy and then put it on the podcast. That is how the podcast helps us as a classroom. Some things that will be on the show are sports, some poems we wrote, This Week in History, and an interview with Kevin Hawk.
Yesterday, Zoe, Mark, and Carrie interviewed Kevin Hawks about his job. We also went to an assembly with him about drawing and reading. Kevin Hawks taught us how to draw different faces, like a baby's head has to be bigger than its body. He also drew a very funny picture of an old man explore.
Another thing this week in library, we picked out books for our Native American research and we chose a topic for it. We used a method called IIM. It stands for Independent Investigation Method. The research helps us learn about how many Native Americans lived 300 years ago. We came up with our own questions and Mr. S. had some for us too. We have some new articles to help us do the research. One of our articles was called Katahomig, the Land.
For next week's podcast, we will be doing Lightning Larry by Aaron Shepherd. This week we practiced and recorded the play. Some people are doing sound effects like horses, rattlesnakes, walking, growling, gulping, commotion, cheering, party noises, etc. Be sure to listen for our funny teacher, Mr. S. howling like a dog when we were humming Home on the Range. And that's our student news for May 6th, 2005.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Carrie.
And we're going to be doing
Week in History. In 1984, it took the Chicago White Sox 25 innings, 8 hours, and 6 minutes over 2 days to finally defeat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-6. It was the longest game in Major League Baseball history.
In 1926, explorers Richard E. Beard and Floyd Bennett flew over the North Pole.
In 1914, Mother's Day became a public holiday.
In 1962, the Beatles signed their first recording contract and hired George Martin to be their producer.
In 1997, IBM's supercomputer Deep Blue defeated Garry Kasparov, the reigning world champion, in a six-game chess match.
In 1904, the Olympic Games were held in the United States for the first time in St. Louis, Missouri.
In 1869, the United States' first transcontinental railroad was complete with a ceremony in Promontory Point.
And in 2003, New Hampshire's symbol, the granite Old Man of the Mountain, collapsed on the state's Franconia Mountain.
That's This Week in History with Carrie
and Chris.
Hi, I'm Sean with MLB Sports, and here's what's happening. Martinez and McCabe just got their 2004 World Series ring on Tuesday night. At the same time, Boston and Detroit were at it. It was a battle for the first four innings, and the Red Sox came out to win it 5-3. Yankees-White Sox were 11-4 Yankees. The Yankees are looking tough this year. Florida-Atlanta 11-3. Big game for Florida. Phillies Mets final score 10-3. Mets stunk that game. Now it's time for the MLB injury report. Jim Thome of the Phillies hurt his back, and now Ryan Howard is taking his place. Barry Bonds is recovering well from the drainage of fluids in his right knee and will probably be able to play next week. I'm Sean, and that's MLB Sports for this week.
Hi, I'm Austin with local Wells main sports. Yankees Pirates 17-6. Sean made two doubles and drove in one person on each hit fly ball that was caught and made into a double play. He made a triple and drove two people in and almost made a home run. He also played first base and pitcher. So now we have Sean with a couple questions that I'm going to ask him. How did you hit that far?
Well, I like to put in a lot of practice, and I try to get my swing not too early and not too late because that would make it go foul. So I try to hit it right in the middle so it can fly right out there.
Do you like your team?
Yeah, they're fun to play with. And I think our group is pretty good sluggers. I think we're going to get pretty far this year.
Okay. That is MLB Sports with me.
Hi, this is Dylan with the NBA, and this week I am going to talk about Ray Allen and the Supersonics. Everyone knows that Ray Allen is one of the NBA's best. On Tuesday night, Allen scored 30 points with 2 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block, giving the Seattle Supersonics an exciting win, 122-118, win over the Sacramento Kings. What an exciting game that was. The Sonics finally advanced to the playoffs for the first time since 7 years ago in 1998. That's quite a while ago. Well, that's all for the NBA this week.
This week we had Kevin Hawks come to our school, and Mark, Zoe, and Carrie got to interview him. And now you can hear Mark, Carrie, and Zoe interviewing him.
Here we are with Kevin Hawks, and we're going to interview him about the books he's illustrated. So, why don't you ask your question, Carrie?
How do you make your pictures so descriptive?
How do I make my picture so descriptive? I have a really good imagination, for one thing. And the other thing is I try to put into my books a lot of things that I have seen or done. And I have lots of sketchbooks that I draw things that I'm doing, I draw things that I'm seeing. And when I'm doing a picture book, I'll use a lot of those images in the picture book.
Do you like living in Maine?
I love living in Maine. Maine has everything. It has the ocean, it has mountains, it has forests and fields and water, anything with water. I love trees and water and often put those types of things in my paintings. So yeah, I really like it a lot.
Does living in Maine inspire your illustrations at all?
Yeah, I think it does. I like the winter time in Maine. I like lots of snow. And I like that feeling of being sort of snowed in so that it helps me want to work. And I also like the landscape in Maine, although I don't use the landscape overly much in the books that I do. But when I'm tired of illustrating, it's really nice to go anywhere in Maine and relax, and that helps me do better work when I get back in the studio.
So you like your career?
I really like my career. I think I have a great opportunity to illustrate a huge number of things. One day I'm illustrating lions, and the next day it's giants, and then the next day it's ancient Greek geographers or people without noses, or it's just very, very fun for me to illustrate all kinds of different things.
Why did you start writing?
I started writing because my artwork was a little too strange for publishers to really find something to match it. So I started writing my own stories, and I love telling stories, and I love using my imagination. It's a little bit bizarre.
How does your family support your work?
Well, my children ask me about my work, and they come through my studio and tell me what they think about my work. And my wife Karen is a huge part of my work. She organizes and arranges for visits to schools and libraries and things like that. And we all work together to make things happen in my work. I do the drawing and the painting part, but they help with everything else.
And that was Kevin Hawks with an interview with Carrie, Mark, and Zoe. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great job.
Now we're going to go in to listen to Mr. Hawks about his writing and illustrating.
Actually, Mark and Carrie and Zoe interviewed me today on the podcast, and that was a lot of fun. I really appreciate them. And I have to tell you, I'm not really technologically up with it. You know what I mean? I have a computer in my house, but I don't do a lot of stuff on it. I can barely kind of like manage my way around it. So it was really great for me to see all this technology being used. And if these guys are any indication of how your classes are, you have got fantastic teachers. And, I'm going to talk to you today about what I do. So you right here in this room, you can start 100 stories if you ask the question, what if? One good exercise for getting you writing is this. I want everybody to close their eyes. Everybody close their eyes. You have been summoned down, you've been called down to the principal's office. So your teacher gives you, why am I seeing some heroes? The teacher gives you a pass, and you go out into the hall, and you're walking down towards the principal's office. You turn a corner, and in the hallway, there's something on the floor. Just see what that is. Imagine what that is. Okay, open your eyes. Whatever you saw will be the beginning of your next story. Okay. When I did that exercise, I saw a shoelace. What did you see? What did you see?
A capsule.
You saw a capsule. What did you see? You saw a dog.
Now we've got 3 poems for you.
Hi, my name is Sean, and I'm going to be reading Rib. I'm in a new classroom. They say they have ribs. I'm glad because I like them. They taste really good. At first, I didn't know it was read independently, balance choices silently. I didn't know it was silent. That's why I'm writing this in detention.
Hi, my name is Fanula, and I'll be reading a poem called Not Caring. Just sitting there, you don't even care. You wiggle me, you jiggle me, you're flipping me, chipping me, even kicking me. I am just a chair.
I'm Zoe, and I'm going to be reading my poem I wrote, Queen of the Air. A rush of breeze and up she climbs, spying, always keeping an eye on the ocean. Stillness. A fish jumps. She quickly plots course and glides over the sea, her eye fixed to the spot where the startled fish is in the air. She snatches with sharp beak, never misses, catching a breeze that takes her to her young, who, snatching and arguing viciously, tear the fish to pieces, while she, the mighty bald eagle, gracefully drops into her nest, the queen of the air.
Hi, this is Fanula with the Word of the Week, and the Word of the Week this week is bewilder, B-E-W-I-L-D-E-R. I'm going to ask some people what they think bewildered means. What do you think bewildered means?
I think it means, like, be wild.
That you live out in the wild.
Living independent.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Live?
I think it means
a jungle with monkeys in it.
I think it means that you live in the forest and you make your own clothes and your own food and just live in the wild.
Here's what bewildered really means. To confuse or puzzles someone completely. I guess we really bewildered them. Now I'm gonna use it in a sentence. I bewildered her by talking really fast. Well, gotta go. See ya. This was Fanula with the Word of the Week.
That's this week's podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Come back next week and we will have an exciting play for you by Aaron Shepherd.
Hi, my name is Bree, and I will be singing a song called The Star-Spangled Banner. I am singing this song because on Friday I will be singing it at the Sea Dogs game when the whole school goes. Mr. S. wanted me to sing the song on our podcast because he can't make it to the Friday's game because he will be editing this podcast. So here goes.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner